My name is Angie Fox. I've been a business owner since the age of 19, and I love being my own boss. Let me tell you about my co-host, Malcolm. He is infectious. You will crave his thoughts and love his voice. Now, but when we interview, if I could only get a word in edgewise, Malcolm.
Hey, Angie, it's good to be with you. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Welcome, folks, to the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Good to be with you here. And, you know, I've known Angie for quite a few years, and she is one of the smartest and strongest women I know. Classy, brilliant. Hey, she even handpicked me to co-host. It ought to be a blast, guys. Let's do it, Angie.
Welcome to the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. I'm Angie Fox, your host, along with my co-host, Malcolm Out Loud.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Angie. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Welcome to another round of the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Can't believe we're doing this, Angie, huh?
I love it. You know, Malcolm, today we have an amazing entrepreneur. His name is Barry Smith. Barry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to reconnect with some old friends.
You know, it's always great. I think we as entrepreneurs, we have a tendency to stick together. We love the same things, and that's business and leadership, and that's what our show is about today.
It is, and we also love life, laughter, and humanity. And well, we're going to get started, Barry, and you are the enlightened entrepreneur in many, many ways. There's no doubt about it. So let's start off, and what we have in this first section, we call it the enlightened round, the enlightened round. We want to enlighten folks to get to know you a little bit before we get into making your mark. So, Barry, let's start here. Inspire us a moment and our listeners. How about your favorite quote and why?
Well, I think without hesitation, my favorite quote is, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. And those that are of the, let's say, sports background and fans of football, big-time football, would know that that statement was made by the great Vince Lombardi, the former Green Bay Packer coach. And I had a chance to play at Green Bay, but when I was a young kid, you know, when the Packers were in their heyday, I heard this over and over, and I kind of grabbed that as my, I guess say my motto, that that in this life, there's no dress rehearsal, so whatever you do, you got to give your best effort. And, you know, there's no such thing as participation awards. If you're going to participate, then do it 100% and give it all you can.
That's why you're a winner, brother. That's why.
You know, Barry Smith has a very interesting background. He was drafted as a Green Bay Packer, but when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers started their expansion draft and started their team in 1976, he was the very first player drafted away from the Packers. But, you know, it's awesome to have that, Barry, and I can only imagine what it would have been like to play for Vince Lombardi.
Well, I wish that I did. There were a few. When I got to Green Bay in 73, there were, you know, a handful of players that had played on some of those great Lombardi teams, and unfortunately I didn't get the chance to do that. But be that as it may, being up in Green Bay, being part of that community, and being part of a historic franchise like that, I'm very proud to be a part of that, and just wish we could have done better when we were there. But obviously, I still follow the Packers very strongly, and occasionally I get back to Green Bay, and it's always a lot of fun.
Go, Pack, go. Well, Barry, I have your next question. What is your best morning routine? When you jump out of bed, what are you doing? Are you doing jumping jacks? What are you doing?
What was probably my all-time favorite routine back? I had a son who played football at Georgia Tech, and I would wake up early morning on Saturday game days, and I would love to get dressed, and I would take a stroll through kind of the empty campus, you know, the empty stadium, and just kind of take it all in. You know, if you played the game, if you were an athlete, if you played big-time college football, it's a very neat feeling to walk around, because then hours later, you know, you got 60, 70, 80,000 crazy fans tailgating and screaming and all that. So it's kind of like the Alpha and the Omega, I guess. And it was a very special time because I enjoyed watching my son, but at the same time reliving, you know, some of my experiences. Now, if you ask me right now today what's my favorite, again, without hesitation, it's during the football season. It would be a Saturday, waking up, sipping a Bloody Mary, reading some of the sports page, but at 9 a.m., I'm watching ESPN College Game Day. And I just absolutely love Saturdays and getting into that routine.
So. Yeah, that sounds like fun, Barry.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, sounds like fun, man. So, well, listen, what is the one book, brother, you recommend? What's the one book people have to read?
I think, again, without hesitation, there's a book by Patrick Smith. It's called A Land Remembers. It's a novel about how Florida came to be. For those of you that did not, I am a cracker. I was born and raised in Florida, and I love Florida. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And I have very strong ties in the state. And I read that book, and it was just extremely fascinating. It's not really a long read or anything like that, but it's a very fascinating. I'm very close to a lot of members from the Seminole Tribe of Florida. And it's just a fascinating book. There's some others, but if you ask me, as you did, A Land Remembered is my favorite.
Go Noles! So, Barry, next question for you, dear. What is the one website that everyone should know about? What is one website?
Well, I got to give you two, because one of them is hey, listen, you know, I got to take a shot for me. I got my own website, you know, so I would like people to go to my website.
Sure.
It's a secured website. I don't know if you want it, but it's HTTPS semicolon front double slash bsmith.geiger.com. Well, the other one, I'm a Shriner, very proud to be a Shriner, and that website is ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org. And, I was raised to give back, and I'm very active with the Shriners, and we have 22 hospitals around the country. And what this organization does for children and families is extremely incredible. And so I would love people to go to that website.
You can't beat that, buddy. Yeah. What's the best social media tool that you could not live without?
Well, I would say, you know, to live without, that's a little strong for me, but, I'm a Facebook guy. My kids got me into it, and I kind of fought it for a while. Now I'm kind of hooked on it, although I did take it off my phone because it's very disruptive, can be disruptive, but the Facebook, you know why? Because I love friendships. And it's been a great way of finding old friends and acquaintances and actually a nice way to network. Now, from a business standpoint, LinkedIn, obviously, you've got to be there. But from the fun stuff that I really enjoy because of my personality, it's Facebook, you know. And I think both you guys use it well, but I'd say Angie's a real good user of it.
You know, I think it's the best way to interact, and so many people are on it and checking it on a regular basis. It's a great platform to use, as long as you use it wisely and are selective in what you post.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Barry, one last question for you. We're talking with entrepreneur Barry Smith. Your one secret ingredient that makes you a star.
Well, I don't know about the star thing, but I think it's worked for me pretty well. It's really a couple things. One is friendships. And the ability to network. Those are two things that I think has helped me in my career, in my life, developing close friendships and the ability to network.
We are talking with Barry Smith. Again, he's an enlightened entrepreneur. He's a sports enthusiast and former player. And most of all, he's a leader. And you're listening to the America Out Loud Network. We're going to pause just a moment here, and we'll be back with the enlightened entrepreneurs and Barry Smith in just a moment. We are back with you. We're listening here to the America Out Loud Network. Here with Angie Fox, it's Malcolm Out Loud, and this is the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. You know, this is a great production. I'm so glad that we're doing this, Angie. And actually, this was your brainchild. You came up with the whole concept of this thing, and then she held me hostage to host it with her. Huh, Angie?
I did. You know, Malcolm, I just felt like between the two of us and all the businesses and things that we've done and the lives we've touched, that we've learned through our mistakes and through our successes. And so Enlightened Entrepreneurs are people who we see as leaders in the community. And Barry Smith, our guest today, is definitely one of those.
He is. I love this man. I really do. Barry Smith, I haven't talked to him in years, but I always love to. And it's such a thrill to have you on. I'm on a high right now because I've got, you know, Angie Fox, my co-host and dear life a friend here on the line here with us. And again, Barry Smith, another man who I think is just two of the best people that impact humanity. That's what we're doing this afternoon, friends. And so, all right, so this next segment we call Making Your Mark. Making Your Mark. And this is more conversational free flow, but I want people to really know Barry is a man that we can all learn from. Barry, let's start off here. Are entrepreneurs and leaders, are they born or are they made?
Well, I would say that, and I strongly believe there's a certain DNA that you are born with that that I think you can't necessarily teach somebody. I think you're predisposed to, I'll call it, having fire in the belly. You know, fire in the belly, a need, a want, a desire to excel. Now, I do also feel that the environment, it comes into play very strongly. And so I'll say it may be the very young age. You know, if you've got an environment it helps you be creative and all that, then I think that also helps. But I think you gotta have, you know, let's get back to, you know, the story about Rudy. You know, that we've all seen the movie Rudy and all that, but I met the real Rudy. That you know, this is a guy that just had fire in the belly. And he was not going to be, you know, he was going to make it happen some way, somehow. And he worked hard at it. Because I don't think any of us, if you excel, that, you know, the lottery just falls into your plate. You work hard. The harder you work, the luckier you get.
Well, you know, Barry, it is talent, timing, and luck, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, talent, timing, and luck. And you know, I don't have any of the three. Don't ask me what the hell I'm doing here. All right, Angie, go ahead. It's your turn now.
Well, you know what? You know, talking about having opportunities, Barry, and either being born with it or being able to be in the environment, somebody at one point in time has to give you your first big break. What is, in your opinion, your first big break that you received in your life?
Well, you know, mine's a little two-parter because, you know, I was an athlete, you know, at one time. You know, that was my focus on being the best athlete that I could be because I wanted a chance to go to college to earn a degree to further my education, to maybe have a chance to play professional football. But we know that certainly back in those days, football wasn't a career, but it was a way to give you a head start, okay, or could potentially give you a head start. But the guy that really gave me my first big break outside of football was United States Senator Dick Stone. And the reason he, at one time, he and Lawton Childs were senators from the state of Florida. And all this happened back really in 77 because, and I won't make this long, but in 1977 I was traded to the Miami Dolphins. It would have been my fifth year in the NFL. I was very excited about going to the Dolphins because I grew up in Miami and I was there when the Dolphins started as a franchise in 66. And of course getting a chance to go to the Dolphins with Don Shula and Bob Greasy and, hey, let's face it, the Dolphins were rocking and rolling back then. I was very excited. Well, unfortunately, during the preseason, I contracted a polio virus. And my career was over.
Wow.
And so the Tucker. So, yeah, and it was, you know, you could say I was 26 years old. I was in the best shape of my life, and then something weird happens like that. And you know, you you know, you can quit or you go on. You can use that as an excuse. So woe is me, and that's not in my DNA. And I'll say thankful to my mom and dad. But Dick Stone, because I'm lying in a hospital bed, okay, and because it was a non-football injury, I was cut. Now, so now you're sitting in the hospital. You still got this illness. You can't work. Your life is upside down. But I knew at some point, okay, I'm going to get out of here. What the hell am I going to do? Well, to say long and short, Dick Stone brought me on staff. I spent 1 year with him, but the biggest thing he gave me was he taught me how to network. And I traveled around the state of Florida with him when he came in from Washington, D.C., and traveled around the state. I was his right hand. And I learned so much. I met so many people. And I'll say, I hardly made any money, but within a year, I had people, you know, begging to hire me. And anyway, the rest is history, as they say.
Wow. And I didn't know all that about you, but fascinating to know that. Well, listen, we all have cardinal rules. What is your cardinal rule, Barry, to becoming a standout entrepreneur or leader?
Well, I think that knowing your limitations, knowing your limitations, but doing research, doing research, reaching out to people around you that know more than you do, and probably more important than anything else, I'll take this from, you remember Jimmy Valvano was the head basketball coach at NC State, who unfortunately died of cancer, but remember his famous quote, never give up, never give up, by God, never give up, okay? And so I would say back that, you know, if you have dreams, desires, whatever, never give up.
You know, Barry, Angie, I have that quote, never give up, never give up. His quote I have as a magnet on my refrigerator. How's that?
Wow.
There you go.
That's the truth. It's one of my favorites. And you know what? I wake up every day and I never give up. Yeah.
Amen.
Next question for you, Barry. What would you consider your greatest success in your career? And then how did you celebrate?
Well, without hesitation, and it may seem a little corny, but my two children, aww, without a doubt, is my greatest success, because they have grown up to be just two fantastic human beings, so unlike one another in many respects, but so the same with the core values, the fire in the belly. And I'm extremely proud to be their father. And so without hesitation, everything else that I do in life doesn't matter.
Well said, buddy.
And
well,
how did I celebrate? You know what? I celebrate every day when I wake up, you know, just thanking God that where I am in life, the people that are around me, my friends and family, I celebrate every day. So, are there certain things that stand out, you know, certain maybe athletic events or certain a big sale or big deal you put together. Yep, but you know what? Life is a journey, and as I'm traveling through, so you know what? I'm excited about today and what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, and there are so many lessons with that, Barry. I'm telling you, I talk about it very frequently, my friend, that, you know, far too many people live in the past, number one.
Yep.
And then the bulk of the other people live in space, in the future somewhere, too far gone. And yep, there are very limited that are living in the present. And I'm going to tell the big lesson today, folks, for all of you listening, you just heard it from Barry Smith, is live in this moment. Rejoice. And when you get up in the morning, and I'm sure you do this, Barry. I'm sure you do this, Angie. And I know I do it. No matter what my day is, I have gratitude. Gratitude to be alive. Gratitude to be here on this beautiful planet. Gratitude to be living in the best country on the planet. And just gratitude to have all the gifts from God.
Hey, I'm saluting right now, Malcolm. I'm saluting right now.
Amen. 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 Well, listen, having said all that good news, now tell me the real truth. What's your kryptonite, brother?
trying to take on too many things.
Amen. Amen.
Trying to take on too many projects. Maybe not being able to say no enough. know is a hard thing for me to say. I kind of want to be able to do everything, and that's without it, you know, taking on too much, too many programs, too many projects, too many, you know, juggling, and you go, you know, there's only 24 hours in the day, and, you know, and managing that sometimes also, I get caught up, and I go, whoa. And then you got to peel off some of the layers and say, you know what, I'm sorry, but I can't, or refocus. You know, again, I tell you what, I'd rather have too many plates going than sitting on my thumbs. So that's right, the other side of it. You know, I love to make things happen. You know, I'm a guy that, you know, the glass is half full, not half empty. Right. What do you mean we can't do it? Hell yes. You know, we'll figure a way to make it happen. So, yeah, that would be it.
You know, Angie, you listen to Barry say that. Isn't that such the truth, though? You know, and you and I have that problem that Barry has. Clearly, we identify with him very well in that perspective.
You know, it's very common, Malcolm. Many of the people, the leaders that we have interviewed, it's just one of the things is learning how to say no politely. And, you know, we all want to be Superman and Superwoman, but sometimes you just have to give. And I think what Barry said about his family, as long as your family is centered is the most important thing, everything else will fall out from there.
Well said. Well said, Angie.
Okay, Barry, I have a next question for you. I'm sure through your career you've run into some difficult people. How do you handle that?
Well, you know, I think at different times in my life, probably not very well. But I've mellowed a little bit more, and I think, you know, probably from, you know, Marianne, my wife, sometimes you got to let things, I'm not say slide, but you can't let, you know what, if difficult people kind of, you have started, if you obsess over that, then they've won. They've won. See?
Right.
So, you know, you got to learn to compartmentalize, you know, move to the side, and you know what, just take them out of your life, you know, I mean.
That's it, buddy.
There's too many good things going on.
That's it.
I like to use the phrase, Barry, that I choose the swords that I fall on. So if something's really important to me, I'll fall on that sword. If it's not, you just let it go.
And you know what else? I get in somebody's face, and I do two things. Part of is what you said, Barry. But before I do that, I say, you know, when somebody really pisses me off, you know, my first thing I say is, I'm going to break your face. And the second thing I say, and then the second thing I say is, I'm going to forget about you. How's that? So.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, you know, I don't have time for negative space and negative energy. Just don't have time for it. So you've got to stay with the good stuff. So, well, listen, buddy, single best advice, Barry Smith, you have ever been given.
Oh, Lord. Boy, that's, you know, that could be one of those something stars. You know, the best advice, you know, there's a lot of people giving you advice. As we all know, everybody has an opinion on the way you should, you know, live your life and all that. You know what? Some of the best advices that I got were actually, God, how do you say that? Nonverbal communication. We don't have enough time to go on, but my father, I had some very unique learning experiences with my father. That at the time I thought he was extremely evil, looking bad, nasty, and it turned out that he was really smart as hell. So, you know what? You got to be, you know, it gets back to that, just never give up, you know, and having the fire in the belly. And if you want something bad enough, then work at it. Set your goals and work at it, and don't let people stop you from getting to reaching your goals, your dreams. And it's very easy because a lot of people, you know, most people like to stand on the sidelines. They don't want to get in the game. And I think you've got to be willing to risk things. You cannot be afraid to fail. And so I'd say that's probably what my dad taught me is you cannot be afraid to fail because you are. But what's important, and it gets back now to the Lombardi stuff, you pick yourself off the ground and get back in the fight, okay, and have cojones. So,
you know, Malcolm, I think Barry just touched on the next question we asked, which is about giving someone advice starting out in their career. What would you say, Barry, to somebody who's starting out, right, like your kids? They're starting out. What have you told them?
knowledge is power. The other thing is, if you want to, I'll say this is now the corny, we've heard of this, but you know, if you want to soar with the eagles, well, you know what? You better run. You better, and this comes in with the networking and the friendships and all that. Is that you need to try to raise yourself? You need to develop friendships with people that probably know more than you because of through their experiences, their successes, and you need to have mentors that have succeeded. So you need to, because sometimes it's a little uneasy to step in or say out of your suit into another arena because you feel like, man, I don't know enough, but you can't be afraid of it. Like this, hey, I played high school football, but I want to play a college football. Well, you know what? Then you got to work out with some of those guys and learn some of the tricks of the trade and what does it take to get to that next level.
You know, Barry, I have to share a very quick story with you. I think you will appreciate this, brother. And you talk about soaring with the Eagles. And I'm not talking about the band Eagles. You're not either. Although I have seen them in concert and I love the Eagles. But that's not what we're talking about. I wouldn't mind soaring with them either. But here you go. Let me tell you, about 15 years ago, Barry, I was in an incredible car accident. I was a passenger in a car that was being driven. So I was clearly not in control of either car. And accident ended up with a really problem jaw. I had to have a temporomandibular joint surgery. I have 4 plates and 19 screws in my jaw now. Long story short, the world-renowned surgeon who did incredible work, Dr. Michael Picos, love this man. So he went ahead and did the surgery, and it was a very difficult surgery. I lost 37 pounds, and as you know, Barry, I'm not a big guy to begin with, you know? And 37 pounds is a little bit of weight for Malcolm. And so I lost 37 pounds. I was in a state of depression. My mouth was wired shut. And if you can imagine folks out there, and I don't want you to imagine this, but can you imagine Mr. Out Loud, his mouth being wired shut for 6 weeks.
Oh my God.
You talk about going through hell. Yeah. So you know what happened? The surgeon, Michael Pico, she gave me a note and had a beautiful arrangement delivered to my home personally, this man. And on that note, it said, and he knew what I had been through, and he said, Malcolm, let the eagles soar with the eagles and let the turkeys flock with the turkeys. You are an eagle. You are an eagle, Malcolm. And as you can see, he is one of my heroes, clearly.
Yep.
So, you know, how do you beat that, right? Last couple questions, brother. Single biggest sacrifice in your career?
Well, there was a time in my life that I did have to make a choice. And as it turned out, it's the biggest sacrifice. If we have to call it a sacrifice, although ultimately I didn't, it wasn't a sacrifice. I started my mission in life. I was a mass comm major at Florida State, and I wanted to get into radio, television, sports broadcasting. And so I figured that's what I would segue. I did not want to get into coaching, but that's what I want to do. And I actually did some of that at the local level up in Tallahassee for about 3 years. But ultimately, what the choice was, you would have to move around the country because, just the way it would be. And I said, you know what? At some point, I wanted to have a family, raise a family, and I did not want to move them around the country. I wanted them to have some stability, and my father, God bless him, I saw he did the same thing. He had a chance to, had some wonderful opportunities, and when I was young, I didn't understand why he didn't take it, and then as I got older, we talked, and he said, yes, I could have done this, could have done that, because he was very successful in what he did, but he said, I wanted you guys to go to the same elementary, the same junior high, the same high school, and just have an anchor in your life. And I thank him for that because the neighborhood that we were raised in back in the day, a very close neighborhood, and it was one of those, like a kibbutz, let me tell you what, if you did something wrong, your father or your mother may not have seen you, but if the neighbor saw you, they'd come out and they'd set you straight. You know, they'd paddle you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And so I thank them for that, and I guess I wanted my kids to have the same. So from one standpoint, I wasn't able to get into a career that I really wanted to, but as it turned out, my life has turned out so much better than I could ever have imagined.
Last question for you, Barry. Imagine back when you were 21 years old. I'm sure you had a little bit more hair, and then you had that amazing body. You were drafted to the NFL. If you got to sit next to your 21-year-old self and have a beer, what would you say to that guy in 2 minutes?
Well, you know, let's face it, 2020, you know, hindsight is 2020. It's always perfect, and, you know, in life we have to make decisions. But I think it gets back to, you got to tackle life. You have to enjoy life. Surround yourself with good people, of moral fiber. You know, integrity to me is everything. So when you make choices, I mean, we basically know what is right and what is wrong. If you ever lose integrity, so never get yourself in a situation that you feel insecure or uncomfortable with. But, you know, again, I get back to the knowledge, the working hard, the dedication, the persistence. Enjoy what you do. And it doesn't matter if you're, seriously, you know, you're the garbage man or you're the CEO on Wall Street. If, you know what, if you're happy with where you are in life, and then, you know, hey, you know, be happy with it. Don't envy yourself for somebody else. If you envy for somebody else, then you know what? Get off your ass and go work for it.
Yeah, there are far too many people who do that. And, you know, you many lessons you've spoke about today, I am so pleased to hear them, because as I say to people all the time, Barry, is I have trouble just being who I am. I can't be like anybody else. So be an original. Yeah. Be yourself. And that's enough job for all of us than to worry about being anybody else, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I know. Barry Smith. Sports enthusiast, former player, leader, humanity, a man of humanity. What a privilege and a pleasure to have you with us today. We'll have your website links up on the post and all the other elements on the America Out Loud Network. Angie and I will be back after the quick pause and agree or disagree. We'll wrap it up with you folks, give you a lesson or two for the day. Well, Barry, it is such a treat talking to you. Be right back with you.
Malcolm, thank you.
You bet. What a show. What an exemplary show. You know, Angie, I got to tell you something. I know we've just started this new journey here with the Enlightened Entrepreneurs, but I have to tell you, this was, I think, an interview we'll look back on down the road here, years down the road, and remember Barry Smith, don't you?
I do. It's really interesting. I have known Barry for a number of years, but last year, I got a chance to visit Cuba for the first time, and it was because of Barry. He was the one who was leading the group. You know, he's a natural leader. He had a great group of people that went down, and it was wonderful to see him in action, especially when you're, you know, when you're getting people in a foreign area, places you've never been. And like he said, never give up. I think that's one thing that's interesting, you know, about him. I mean, he had polio, and here he was an NFL player, you know, played for three different NFL teams. Obviously, you know, they saw worth in him, and then to basically have the rug pulled right out from underneath you, and then to continue on, you know, just making those adjustments, and that's just really amazing about him. What a great man.
What really is a great man. So in our segment we call here Agree or Disagree, I tell you, with a man like Barry Smith, I mean, I don't know what anybody could find anything to disagree with, huh?
I think that's pretty special. Like he said, you know, the biggest sacrifice of his career was making sure that his family, that he was home and that sort of thing. You know, that's a common thing that does happen. People make those decisions and you get to the fork in the road. What do they say? What do Yogi Berra say? Just take it, you know, right? So, I mean, I guess when he came to the fork in the road, he made the decision that he wanted to be home or in one place, and then made those sacrifices. I wonder if things would be different for him. They could be. But, you know, even the life of a football player, they say NFL stands for not for long. So, you know, who knows what would have happened if he would have continued playing, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It has been, Angie, just an absolute treat for me to talk to him this afternoon. I can't thank enough Barry taking his valuable time and sharing it with all of us. But so listen, and my one thing I want to share, at this point we always throw one thing at each other.
Yes.
And I think for me, Angie, you know, I have to tell you, you and I, we've had, you know, really up to this point, really very interesting lives of, you know, our ups and downs in life as entrepreneurs. And any entrepreneur out there and any leader, any executive in a corporate setting, they know what it is to have ups and downs. They know what it is to wake up and to be able to move the ball forward. But, you know, the whole aspect of Barry saying, never give up, never give up. Never give up. Now, we say it three times because three times is the charm that you never give up. And that's a hard lesson, Angie, in life. You know, when think about your weakest moment, Angie, was there ever a time in your life when you really thought about giving up, Angie?
Never. No. And I think that's ingrained in my DNA. I just, you know, I may have to make an adjustment. I may not get what I want, and so maybe I have to manage my own expectations. But as far as giving up, if it's something that I never get jealous of people, Malcolm, because I feel jealousy is a thing where you're in envy of somebody else. If somebody else has something that I really want and I really got to have, then I'm going to go out and earn it myself. But that's the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Yeah, you have just unbelievable leadership skills anyways, and so nothing surprises me with you. You are a Renaissance woman. You are a many things to many folks, and you really are a lot more like Barry, living in the real world, and, you know, it's just awesome. I'll turn it back over to you, my love. What's on your mind?
My question for you, Malcolm, you know, we asked Barry about what's his kryptonite, and his answer was just learning to say no, and I guess my question to you, any of us who are in leadership positions, people look up to us and we're going to get asked either for advice or to be on a board or, you know, to contribute financially to something. How is it that you've been able to tell your life? How do you work through those things without offending people, without hurting feelings, and still able to continue on? How do you best say no?
Well, I think for me, Angie, it has to come back to what my secret ingredient has been in all these years into being what I call out loud, or sometimes I refer to it on national radio as the out loud truth. And the one thing that I use all the time for me that I think people get for Malcolm is, in one word, I can wrap it up, Angie Fox, and I've used it before with you, authenticity.
Yes.
Being who you are. So the one thing for me is you never have to read between my lines. And, you know, in the corporate setting, I used to tell folks that sometimes the chairman of the board, and he would appreciate that, or she would tell me back and say, wow. Because I would say to them, you know, one thing, Mrs. Chairman, Mrs. Chairwoman, Mr. Chairman, you know, the one thing I can tell you today is you won't need tea leaves in our relationship. You will not have to read between the lines. I'll be a gentleman, but I will always tell you what exit to take off the interstate. Rest assured, we will not get lost in the desert, because I will tell you what exit to take off. No, sometimes you may not like that exit.
Right.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you what exit to take off, and that's the way it is. That's the journey forward, and it's a journey that I am. I am who I am. And, you know, I'm living life, and I am as authentic as a person that I can be. Like it or leave it, friends, I'm in the roar, I'm naked, I am Malcolm, I'm Malcolm Out Loud, and I'm here with Angie Fox, the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Visit us on the show on America Out Loud. Take a look at what's going on. Take a look at the Enlightened Entrepreneurs, the pages with Angie and I. Again, Angie has so much going on, and she can help you in so many ways out there. Just like Barry Smith, these are people you want to be connected to, people you want to live life with and enjoy. So again, thanks for being with us today. It has been just an unbelievable show with Barry Smith. And Angie, thanks for doing this. It's been a great, great run here today.
I'm hoping that we give our listeners the food for their brain that they're looking for. If we've been able to give them a little oasis and some ideas, that's what matters.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, folks, I'll sign off. Get involved, get loud.